Hi, thank you for calling Sale and Support. Your guide today is Dwayne, and to whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yeah, William Payne. It was Wayne?
With a D, that's Dwayne.
Dwayne, okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, perfect. All right, and how about you? What's your name so I can address you?
Okay, Bill. Okay, you can just call Bill Payne.
All right, Bill, definitely. So, Bill, thank you for calling in. Hope your Sunday has been going great so far.
Well, there's an issue here that has been ongoing about a website called prosefights.org. prosefights.org. And what it says, it got hijacked from Green Geeks. And I've been talking to people at GoDaddy. I just finished a chat from Green Geeks. And what I want to do is to register the name prosefights.org. And it said when I was out there something like $12 or something. Incidentally, I've had this site since 2005. and it got transferred, and it was GoDaddy that did it. And a fellow from India, a very nice guy, okay? And he said, here, I'll get everything done. Well, then it got transferred, and everything was fine, was working until about 2 weeks ago. And all of a sudden, the pages stopped displaying.
Oh, so the website's not coming up? Do you happen to have your customer number with you?
Yeah, I do. He said, but again, I haven't been a customer for a long time. But 5228337. And let me tell you, the reason I'm not a customer, I was a customer from GoDaddy for about 15 years. And then what happened, I got an email from GoDaddy says, we're going to renegotiate the agreement. Huh? Okay. We don't like you on a shared service. And Manager Victor I talked to, and Victor said, you're either going to accept our deal or we're going to take your pages off our servers. And
what?
Okay, and it was...
What was it?
Well, but incidentally, GoDaddy was fine as long as Bob Parson was running it, okay? It sort of changed. And so at that time, I decided I was leaving and I was going to go to Green Geeks. And it has been pretty good, somewhat mixed, in the sense that I'm not necessarily hot for green, but... That isn't the problem. The problem now is I've had that, again, Pro Se Fights since 2005, and I would like to get it registered again, and I see that it's free. And why is it coming back to you saying that you guys own it?
So what I would need to do is actually make some checks on it. So I'm still outside of the account. One did come up. But do you remember the PIN that you would have used for the account?
No.
Do you remember the PIN? Do you have it on hand?
No. Look, it's so long ago. Hey, you guys are doing it, you send me an email, and I can read it back to
okay,
you.
Okay, I just did.
And that's been worked a couple of times. I've talked to Antoine, right.
Oh, I just sent one.
What?
Oh, I was just saying, I'm seeing where I can do it, so I just did. So, because I'm still locked out, what I need for you to do is just provide me that PIN, check your email if you can,
provide it
to me.
Here, just
that will allow me to check.
Sure.
Perfect, so I can see what's happening.
Okay, here, let's say, where's get all messages? Get all messages. Click.
Oh my God.
And here I see GoDaddy. And
perfect,
it says 9368 19.
Perfect. All right, so it is loading up. Thank you for that, William. So while it loads, how about you provide me with your callback number? I'd hate for you to be disconnected and I can't call you back.
By the way, that happened with Antoine. Antoine was going to get it fixed, okay? And then he said, hey, look at that. Mm-hmm. And I got back on. He said, Bill, are you there? And I started saying, no. And he got dropped. Okay, 505-441-0814.
And that's one, and that's 10, right? Because you did say 0 first. It's the same 0?
Yeah, 0814. Right. Thank you very much, Joy.
All right. All right. No problem, William. So now that I have access to the account, let me see. You did say the domain was transferred to somewhere else?
No, was that correct? It wasn't. They're trying to sell it. And then on the thing, when I clicked on it, they said, for $12, you can buy it. So, for $12, we'll do it.
All right. So, you're saying, basically, let me see if we can locate it for you.
Okay.
So, all right. Okay. And you did say this was one that you previously had, but after a while, it left your account? Was it, like, deleted?
Since 2005. 17 years.
Confirm the spelling of it for me one more time. I want to make sure it's absolutely right, because okay. Even a letter will bring up a different domain.
Sure. PROSEFIGHTS.ORG.
ORG. All right. So I'm searching. Oh, so I'm looking at it now. It did come up, but based on what I'm seeing here, this one seems to be set on auction. So let me see. It currently is requiring you to actually place a bid on it, because it sounds as if the person that currently owns it, rather than just selling it straight up, they have an auction going on. Sorry for it, which would allow them to basically get multiple persons bidding on it, to see how high they can actually get the actual price for it.
Who is bidding on it?
But as an alternative...
Who is bidding on it?
I can't see that type of information.
Okay.
Basically, I'm just seeing where it is an auction, though. So, what would be required, if you were actually to get this one, because they currently, whoever currently owns it, is the one who set it up for the auction. So, it would be placing a bid on it, and it would be, if it meets their requirement or they're pleased with it, they would accept it and sell it to you. But sometimes that can cause a bidding war if there are multiple persons that might be interested in it, and it can run the price up a lot. So is it a case where you ever considered looking into other alternatives, like maybe the .com version? Because I think I'm seeing where that one is actually currently available.
I have already taken out an insurance policy. But the reason I want to know who's doing this, okay, let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
It goes back to 1980. In 1980, mm-hmm. I was one of the three authors of the Boeing 767 software certification policy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and as part of the hardware engineers at Boeing set the software standards is that no code module could exceed one page of code. Okay, recently I read, okay, or not that recently, that mm-hmm. Boeing on the 737 MAX is using Linux in it. Okay. Well,
mm-hmm.
Linux likes or uses large modules. Okay. And so what happens, also I'm a retired from Sandia National Laboratories, okay, which did it, but I think I FOIA'd it, Freedom of Information, the FAA and NTSB. And those guys don't mm-hmm. like the publicity, so they may be the ones trying to run up the price.
Okay, so what I would love How about this? Do you mind giving me a minute or two? I'm going to do some research on domain for you to see, because it is a, is it a case where you have a site that you had attached to it, and then you're saying now you're not seeing any at all, right?
So yeah, that's a bit of urgency that I need. It was transferred over, and as a matter of fact, I think I even recorded the guy from India when I did it. Okay, he was a real nice guy, you know, and I phoned up and explained it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he bought it?
Yeah, yeah.
And was it that he bought it?
Yeah, and I've owned it, and it's been it was transferred over to GoDaddy. And GoDaddy didn't do anything. And I mean, no, sorry, Green Geeks didn't do anything, and I really blame them for this mess up, okay? It should have been renewed, you know, when it came up, and it wasn't.
Oh. And all right. But it's the strangest thing. I'm actually seeing in your account where the domain is stating that there is actually a slight trace of it, where it would have been deleted from your account, but I am seeing it mentioned in it. What I would love for you to do is just give me a moment to see if I can actually do some research on it.
Oh, sure, sure. Thank you.
You didn't say... Of course, you didn't say this one is one that you have had some long time. So let me go ahead and make some checks on it in about a minute or two, okay?
Sure, sir.
Do you mind?
Thank you, Duane.
All right, one moment.
Yes, I'm here.
Right, so I actually have some groups. I was actually able to locate the domain for you based on what I'm seeing here. So after my research, it seems as if GoDaddy is actually the one who's put this domain up for auction. But the reason as to why that actually happened is because I'm seeing here where there were failed payments on the renewal for the domain itself. And due to that, it had expired. And after 19 days of being expired, your domain would basically have been removed from the account.
I'm not even
would have been basically removed from.
Yeah, but I'm not even a customer.
Say that again.
I'm not a customer.
So you said, but I am seeing where you do have these products here, and the domain itself, it seems as if it was here when it expired. I'm seeing the hosting for your website and your cPanel site. And your domain seems to be here. The cPanel site is it itself expired on the 18th, and I'm also seeing where the domain itself that expired in April. So these are both two factors that bring up the same ProCFights.org that you basically mentioned to me.
Yeah.
So it is a case where these seem to be GoDaddy products. But you sound as if you thought it was somewhere else. Is it that you thought it was at a different competitor?
No, I don't know who did this. You're giving me the information. You were telling me that it may go for bid and all this, and I asked you, but what now? Let's get it fixed. Okay, I want to...
Okay, no worries. I have it fixed. Okay, so just to let you know, whenever it is that your domain expires from your account, after 19 days, it's removed, and basically from there you have... up to 42 days where you are able to retrieve the domain, but it does require you to pay a one-time redemption fee, which is what's going to actually secure this one for you. It's been placed on auction.
Okay.
Go ahead, let me hear what you have to say.
Antoine, said that the one-time fee could be waived, and he was working on it. That was when I got cut off from GoDaddy. And so I asked that fee be waived because of the extremely unusual circumstances of this, and I pay. I saw it out on the web, and I actually took pictures of it, well, screenshots of it, and they said $12 to register it. I can go for that. But I got I talked to another lady who was trying to say, oh, that's going to cost you $111 or $100-something.
So, William, I am going to be straightforward with you on this one. So, based on what I'm seeing here, I reviewed the account, and the main reason why the domain actually expired and was removed from your account, I'm seeing where there were failed billing attempts on the card that you have on file since the 19th of April. So they would have tried on the 19th of April. It would have
been not a customer, and I don't understand why GoDaddy is sending Barclays bills when I'm not a customer.
I'm looking at an account here. And you did verify into it.
Look at the account. I closed it. Not only did I close it, but this made me so angry with Victor. I phoned the Attorney General's Office of Arizona to set up an extortion complaint against GoDaddy and Victor.
So the products, they are actually in a GoDaddy account that has your name on it. And you're saying you didn't create this account, the same one that you assisted me to log into?
I terminated the account over a year ago, several years ago maybe.
And when you terminated the account, what were the steps you took? Did you delete and remove the products that you have with GoDaddy? Did you completely erase everything, cancel all the products out, including the website and the domain?
I didn't have anything to do with GoDaddy at that time. I just left it.
Oh, so you just left the account. So what was the website itself that you had up? At that time, you didn't make any changes to the website because you had it with GoDaddy at that point, right? The hosting and the domain name with us?
Yes, and then it got transferred to Green Geeks. Everything was fine.
You said it was transferred to Green Geeks. When was that? Because I'm still seeing them here.
Okay, that was around, in January or 2021.
2021. All right, so let me check the orders on this account for you. All right, so based on what I'm seeing here, you had some products on annually, and I'm not seeing where those products were actually removed from the account. So
Victor. Victor was
Victor?
A manager at GoDaddy. He was transferring things. He was transferring files over to they went to cPanel about that time. If that's correct. Okay, and he was transferring these files to cPanel. But at that time when he hit me up first, says, we're going to renegotiate the deal, okay, and you're going to pay more, I decided not to do any more business with GoDaddy, so I transferred to Green Geeks.
And that was your hosting, including your website and everything, right?
Yeah.
So, because I'm still looking at this domain and this website in your account right now, in terms of Green Geeks, you were making payments to Green Geeks?
Oh, yeah. Over a year, as a matter of fact, because of the fact I'm posting the letters from the FAA and NTSB, They are probably, they were not probably very happy, and as a result, when I came to renew, they would not accept my credit card. And it took, they'd say, oh, we were not going to accept it, or you couldn't do it. And finally, a couple of managers got in and said, yeah, you're paid through 2023, and so I'm on now. I can upload and everything like that, but it is GoDaddy and cPanel that has now effectively hijacked the pages. I get this message, okay, which I can click on here. Let me go over here and click on it, and let's see what it says here. I'm seeing GoDaddy up in the left hand. ProSafeFights.org is available on GoDaddy Auctions. Get this domain. Okay? I'm not seeing my site, and that is when it is. The address is www.prosafeFights.org/INP2020/windscammers14.htm. That's what I'm seeing now. Are you there, Dwayne?
Yes, I'm just listening to you. And just to confirm, in terms of what I'm looking at in the system right now, these products that you have, which is the deluxe cPanel hosting and also the same domain that you mentioned, both of these seem to be with GoDaddy at the moment. I'm not seeing where they I can't speak in regards to Green Geeks because they're a different company. And
I don't have anything to do with GoDaddy. I terminated my business relationship with conversation with Victor.
So Green Geeks, when you started paying Green Geeks for, you said you were paying them money. Have you ever reached out to them? What did they say when your site stopped working, since they're the ones that you said you were paying the money?
Okay, what they said, oh, you have to go to GoDaddy. I just got off a chat with them, and that's what I said. I would phone GoDaddy.
Okay.
And say, and that's what I...
Okay, I understand now. That explains it. Okay, so I think I figured it out then. So in terms of Green Geeks, it sounds as if Green Geeks are actually resellers. Because what it does is we actually have other organizations that sell our products because we're such a large organization. So what they do is they actually buy stuff from us, resell it, and then they provide the customer service number for us if there's any issues. So Green Geeks themselves, that's why they sent you to us, because really and truly, all this time, the products were still here with GoDaddy. Because I'm looking at them now, this is your account, and it's the same website, the same domain that you mentioned, and they're expired at the moment based on what I'm seeing.
That's why
they sent you to us, because they can't help you any at all, because the stuff was here all along.
It's out on cPanel, yes, I think it is.
Yeah, I'm looking at them now. William, I'm really confident on this one. I know you had me worried when you mentioned Green Geeks. I had to look them up because I was wondering if someone was misleading you. Because I do see here where everything that you mentioned, the stuff you're mentioning, they're here. They're currently having some expiration issue, and I did check on this account that has your name on it, and it did say that it was for billing issues. So we can actually have everything sorted out, but basically GoDaddy seems to be the company that is really responsible for your stuff. I'm not quite familiar with Green Geeks, but that's why they actually sent you to us, because the products have been here all along. And if you wish, because you did say the website is important, we can go through having this one restored for you, but because of the situation, the redemption fee would be required, and also what you would need to do is renew your domain. And this would just be for the domain itself, but what I can do is
I transferred the domain
to Green Geeks. All right. So if it is a case where they had your domain, they would be able to help you, but they don't have it. Because basically, it seems to be here that the domain, that the products that you have are, William.
Somebody really said that they did not accept it, but it's been displayed on their facilities for over a year now and almost a half.
So that's why I'm saying they more than likely would have been one of our resellers. So the stuff was never theirs. They're using our products, selling it to customers at their price, and if it has issues, they just send you guys to us. So really, that's what they seem to be, green geeks, based on what I'm seeing. Because if they had full control over everything, then they would never need to just send you to us, since they had the stuff running through them all along. The real issue is as if they just sell the stuff, they really can't help you in regards to the renewal, and they gave you the support line, which basically takes you right back to us.
Again, I terminated my business with Green Geek over a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I then bought services from Green Geeks. I did not buy services from GoDaddy.
All right. So if that's actually the case, then they would actually be the ones to actually assist you in having this done.
Okay, to get the problem fixed, okay, just give me an amount, a dollar amount.
All right, William, I really hope you can just give me a minute, because so far I just have the domain and the redemption fee, but your website did mention it's down as well. Let me give you an overall figure so you know what you're working with and how to move forward next, okay? Do you mind holding? Really appreciate your patience, all right?
Go ahead.
All right, no worry, William. I try to make it quick. Just a minute or two. Just a moment. Are you there?
Yep.
All right. So based on what I'm seeing here for, is it 1 year that you're actually trying to renew everything for? Because the domain did pop up 2 years. Should I change that?
No. Right? How much is it?
So for 2 years on the domain, the redemption fee, and 1 year on hosting, it would be $265.86. in total, or not in total, that's actually before taxes. But I do see here where you already have about $20 worth of credit that can also be put, in-store credit that can also be put towards that.
Okay, well, here, let me give you more bad news. I did this by chat, and I have it all down, and it was like $100 and some, $101 or something. And I have
$101?
Yeah, I have it in writing from GoDaddy.
How many years on each item? You did write them down. How many years on each item? Let me adjust them and try to get it to you.
I just want to renew the name, prosafights.org, and so it will display properly at Green Geeks.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand. So is it that the website that I'm seeing here, you don't have, that's not available? You're only renewing your domain, and once you renew the domain, you have websites that is with Green Geeks, is that correct?
I want to transfer it again, a second time, to Green Geeks.
All right, so at the moment, because it's not renewed, it's not restored, it is still on its way out of your account. So unless we cover this payment, which would get it back into your account, meaning that it's yours at the moment, and then you could actually transfer it out. If we don't do the payment, then it's basically they stay expired until they're completely removed from the account, and then they basically become available for sale, or as you see, auction in the domain's case.
So that was confusing. Let's get the bottom line. How much do you get it? And so GoDaddy desists into that display of my website.
Hold on. Let me try to pull it up. Take a quick look.
Yeah, just make it put down. Exactly. I'm going to set down the phone, Dwayne. While you
okay, I see.
Okay, I want to look at something.
I found it already.
Oh, okay.
I found it already. So basically what's happening is because the domain is parked, it's not active, that's why you're seeing that sign. So once you cover the payments, it becomes a live product again. You can have it reattached to the website, and that would be how you get your website back up and active. You need to basically cover the payment for the domain and also your website product itself, because that actually expired earlier this month, which was on the 18th. So at the moment, the domain and the website are both expired.
I am not a customer of GoDaddy. I am not a customer of GoDaddy.
So...
I am not a customer of GoDaddy. I wanted to have nothing to do with GoDaddy.
Okay, well, if that's actually the case, well, all you would need to do is, once you don't cover the payments, stuff would expire, and then you wouldn't have any products with GoDaddy. If it is that you want to move away from GoDaddy, then you can renew it and then have it transferred out to somewhere else. But based on what I'm seeing here, these are currently GoDaddy products that are under our GoDaddy account for you.
Please remove all references to me from GoDaddy files. I want GoDaddy to have nothing to do with any of this.
So this domain is still registered at GoDaddy. So really and truly, because there wasn't a payment made on it at the moment, this actually is GoDaddy, the domain would be in GoDaddy's hands, and they would actually control the sale or whoever gets it next.
Then please,
at the moment,
I've been looking at the thing, and they said for $12, and that's in writing, and I have recorded all this.
Did you see to the far right where it says bid? Or place your bid?
I certainly did. Here, by the way...
Oh, so the $12...
Go ahead. Well, you're thinking, if you look at prosafights.org, I was concerned that this might happen, thing. So I have prosafights2.org, and I'm looking at here, these things are all posted out on internet now, and I wish to have GoDaddy release that and get it back, and so those pages are displayed, and have GoDaddy stop what appears to me to be extortion. More, you're going to do this. I don't have anything. I don't want anything to do, and haven't had anything to do with GoDaddy. It isn't the
so this right. Domain at the moment. Sorry, one moment, please. Let me just share some info here. So, based on what I'm seeing here, this domain is currently the name server is where it actually belongs to is GoDaddy itself. So, normally, what happened is that you would actually pay a certain amount of money to register that domain for use over a time frame. So, really and truly, because the amount of money that you previously had on it would have run out and then it would have expired, because there's no current payment on it, GoDaddy would basically be the ones in control of it. So unless you actually pay this amount, really and truly, GoDaddy would be keeping this domain or attempting to sell it to somebody else. Because the payment method that you had on file...
I asked that GoDaddy returns the domain name to me.
No problem. So that's why once we cover the payment, that's how it's going to be returned to you.
I'm not paying $266.81 for this.
So that's actually what I mentioned was actually with the website and everything. If you only want to just renew the domain, then all you need to do is pay the restoral fee on that, along with the amount that you want, the amount of years that you actually want to renew it for.
Okay, one year, and what is the amount?
So that's without the website. So we're only renewing the name, the domain itself.
That is correct.
All right, so let me remove the website. So this is just the domain. And just to let you know, even after paying for the domain, once it is that you don't connect it to anything, that GoDaddy, and it's parked, it's not in use, that GoDaddy logo that you're seeing on it would actually still remain, because that's going to show that it's registered with GoDaddy, but it's just not connected to any site or anything. So just to confirm, that's not actually going to be removed or anything, unless you start connecting it to a website or something else, okay?
It may not be okay, but I just don't quite understand what you're saying. But give me a bottom line number.
So before taxes, it will be $199.
Duane, I have...
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, this is getting to be $199, huh? Okay.
Before taxes.
So I think our conversation is now terminated with GoDaddy, and I have complaints. Okay, and please give me a manager.
In terms of a manager, we don't actually have one on hand, but you can actually, what I can do for you is actually send over your information to have someone further explain the situation in regards to the non-payment and the whole expiration of the domain and everything. So I do have your callback number and everything, William, and it'll be my pleasure to send it over. So as soon as one is available, someone will reach out to you to have a discussion about this. But just to advise you, after 42 days, the $80 restoral fee it won't be an option, and the domain would actually be completely returned for sale to the public after 42 days of being actually expired, where no payment was made on the domain. All right.
Okay.
All right. So, William, I really hope everything works out for you, and definitely I'll be reaching out to send that email over to try and get someone to you as soon as possible. And just to confirm the phone number that they should reach you by, because you would prefer a phone call if anything, right?
No, you send it via email to bpayne37.
Oh, no, I mean in terms of speaking to the supervisor. I'm asking if the phone number.
Sure.
The phone number you gave me earlier.
If I get it all phoned back, if it's inconvenient for me, like I'm driving or something, to answer.
All right, no problem. But what they normally do anyways is they normally leave you a voicemail to let you know they were calling. And if anything, you can always just try having them re-request you a supervisor. But I do have the right number, right? That's 505-441-0814, correct?
Correct.
All right, William. So you did say this domain was one that you have a long time. And while on my hand, due to the system, it is a bit tight on this. So I will try to get someone to reach out to you.
And Dwayne was working on getting fixed. Antoine, okay? And he got cut off.
And Antoine was from GoDaddy, right?
Yep. And if you want, I recorded the conversation, and you can listen to Antoine. And I think there's another lady.
So you did say?
Nicole.
Sorry.
And so...
And both of these are GoDaddy personnel?
Yeah, that's what they claim.
Oh, okay. So Antoine, you said Antoine was one of our guys that was actually helping you. So didn't he explain to you that these are actually GoDaddy products? I'm sure he didn't.
He did not. But again, you're telling me. And I don't...
Antoine...
Yes.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I don't have anything to do with GoDaddy. I terminated. GoDaddy is saying that I have this. I do not want to do business with GoDaddy. That's why I terminated. I left after getting...
And went to Green Geeks, right?
That is correct.
And are you still at Green Geeks based on how you...
Yes, I'm doing it. It's just that GoDaddy has hijacked the pages.
Oh, okay. So Antoine was GoDaddy, not Green Geeks, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Right here at that Pro Sage Fights 2... Just a minute here. Let me back up here a little bit and see if I can...
Yes, no problem.
...find it here. Let's see, what's the date here? This is May 17th. And the conversations with GoDaddy have been posted on the web. Okay, and so
You said the conversations of GoDaddy, you record agents and you put it online?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. All right, just hold a moment for me, William. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
One moment, please. Thank you for that update. with him. So thank you so much for that update. And as mentioned, all you would need to do now is wait to see if a supervisor reaches out to you today, hopefully. But if anything, you are in the queue, and they should be reaching out to you as soon as one is available, all right?
Okay. Again, you know...
So is there any other question?
No, the GoDaddy was great. I used to get a phone calls from him, you know, for... I forget how many years, maybe 15 years. They always ask how you do it and things like that. And he says, man, this really gives you some power when you put it online. And then you got a new leader.
Where did he put it?
What?
You said you recorded GoDaddy Agents, right? And you did say you put it on social media. So I was asking where on social media, if you don't mind me asking.
I do.
All right, no problem then. So in that case, do you have any other questions for me before you go?
No. Thank you, Dwayne.
All right. No problem with him. So as mentioned, I did send it over, and we confirmed the phone number. So at this point, you're just waiting for someone to reach out to you. And I really hope someone reaches out to you even today. So just keep the phone close, and I will let you get back to your day. Don't want to take up too much more of your Sunday. So thank you again for making it, GoDaddy William, and have yourself a great day, all right? All the best.
You do. Bye.